Welcome to Intentional Lounging, brought to you guys by Better and Green. We are breaking down the Monday night football game between the Packers and the Saints. Guys, make sure you like and subscribe. Right now, we're donating $1 to every new subscription that we get between now and Christmas. So right now, we're trying to get to the 900 before Christmas. We're getting really close at this point. So please make sure you guys subscribe. Check out bettergreen.com. We got a whole bunch of articles over there. Extra sports betting content, extra just regular content, and also some promos for you guys to use with sports books that you might not be associated with. So get some free money to play some more bets, to maybe buy an extra gift or two this year. Guys, we're talking the Packers at home, a cold, cold Green Bay field. The Saints are marching in as 14-point underdogs. The over-under is at 42.5. This is a tundra game. Can the Saints come, and can they cover? Can they win? Can they cover? What do you think, Ethan?
Oh, boy. I still got – okay. Yeah,
go back and watch the last episode on that one. That one ended. Ethan was riffing at the end.
I like the Saints here to cover the spread, but need them to lose outright. Need my under 7.5 win total to cash. And I think this is the game it needs to happen in. Outside of this, the Saints have the Raiders and Tampa, which they should lose to Tampa, but you never know in the last game of the year. So really want Green Bay to win this game, and I think they do. Just think two touchdowns is too many points. Green Bay in a bit of a tough spot. You know, they had that tough loss against the Lions on Thursday night, had another primetime game Sunday night where they got a nice win against the Seahawks, 30-13, was never really that close. And now a third straight primetime game for Green Bay against the Saints at home. But on deck, if you look, the Packers have the Vikings on the road in Minnesota. That's going to be a massive game, not only for those two teams, but for Wyatt and I with our Detroit Lions there. So could be a touch of a look-ahead spot for the Packers, although they do need every win that they can get. Meanwhile, the Saints, I mean, they just keep playing teams tough. They should have lost by a full 7 last week, had that clock not stopped randomly for 4 seconds, and they got the touchdown. Thank God they did not win that game. I would have thrown a hissy fit. I probably would have been emailing every ref in that game trying to get them to overturn that. But thankfully, all is well. They lost that game. But, yeah, they've really just played everyone tough. They beat the Giants. They lost to the Rams by only 7. Two wins before that against the Falcons and the Browns. So, yeah, they've not had a game decided by double digits, at least not in the losing column, for quite some time. And I just don't know if Green Bay really has what it takes to beat them by double digits. Love does have some turnover problems. I do think he'll be good for a turnover or two. And, yeah, I just think the Saints are just playing tough for that interim coach. I think they're just kind of a gritty team. I know they're pretty banged up, but they still do have a few playmakers on the team that can come in and at least put up a few points to keep this one fairly close. So I do think Green Bay wins. I will be a massive Green Bay fan on the money line on Monday. But I just think it's too many points.
It's way too many points, which I took it the wrong way, and I jumped on Green Bay here thinking that, you know, this should probably be a 9.5, 10-point favorite here, and they're 14.5 at the time of recording here. So it's way too many points, and I'm going to keep it pretty short here. I'm just going to take the ugly bet. You know, Green Bay has a lot of firepower. They are another one of those NFC teams that terrify me. They scare me a lot more than the Vikings. Honestly, I think scare me more than the Eagles. Packers and the Rams and the Bucks are scary teams just because of their passing attacks. And yeah, I think they get take it to the Saints. Somehow the Saints are still in contention, but a loss here and I think a win or two from one of their divisional opponents will kick them out. But yeah, it's too weird and too high of a number that makes me want to take the heavy favorite here. So that's what I'm going with. Green Bay on the spread.
Spencer Rattler. Barely know her. Tell me MVS is going to come and make some noise. Tell me that Dante Pettis is going to come and light that place up. Tell me that this man named Kool-Aid is going to come in there and really shut down this Green Bay defense or Green Bay offense. Also, worth mentioning from our other episodes, Willie Gay NFL's starting to have a real problem, if you know what I mean. But I'm going to be on Green Bay here. I just think the firepower is too much. They're at home. We've seen Green Bay have these, like, I don't know, 15, 16 to 18-point wins over some of these other teams that are just kind of like the Saints, just the next level down. They're not the total, like, garbage of some of the teams. But at the same time, the Saints, weeks one and two, great. After that, really been a completely different team. Derek Carr's out, Olave's out, Shahid's out. This team's just too banged up. I think that the Packers just got too much going on at home. I think they get it done. Probably see this like kind of like a 30-10 game. I think they win this one pretty comfortably. Guys, that is going to do. Yes, Ethan.
Prediction for two top rookie quarterbacks in this class. Penix Rattler.
This is the week. This is the week.
Finally get the chance.
And Caleb Williams.
And Caleb. Yes.
Penis. Penix. Knicks.
Penix. Modix. Yeah. Over in Denver.
Modix.
Yes.
Yes. And that cute little guy from the Saints, their other backup, Haener.
Oh, Haener. Dude is cute, man. See his photo shoot? That dude definitely kicks his feet while he's on the phone, if you know what I mean.
On his stomach with his feet dangling. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not doing nothing. What are you doing? Guys, we're going to be back tonight. We're back tonight. We're going to be actually jumping right back into it. We're giving you guys the whole week of games. The games are like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The games are all over this week because of Christmas. So we don't have to do extra editing. We can get all the games in. We're not blasting your timeline with a whole bunch of videos. We'll be live tonight at 5:30 Central Time. We'll see you guys then. Hopefully we have as much fun tonight as we had making these videos. So peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys.
Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, pages swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like